the Indigo Girls.
One final question about Atlanta. Because I just talked to a lot of people who know you.
And but they say they know us.
Oh, yeah. there is a strong connection to that Atlanta music scene that you've maintained all along. And whether it's, you know, Sean Mullins or Caroline Aiken or Wendy Bucklew or Michelle Malone or any of these people, you stay in touch with them. You work with them on projects, The New Mongrels. I'm thinking of that. That came out on your label.
Yeah.
Right? How do you find the time to maintain that connection? Because it seems like you're firmly rooted in that, but at the same time, you're out on the road all the time.
It's not hard. We take them on the road.
We take them on the road.
Well, Michelle Malone's doing some dates, right?
Like starting day after tomorrow. Yeah. She's one of our favorites. She's so talented. I mean, these are people who have inspired us or people that we know and love as friends from home. And I mean, Amy and I, we always pick our opening acts, and so we end up taking a lot of people from home because we love to be playing music with them. It's for selfish reasons, you know. Mm-hmm. And they're our friends.
They have a certain level of musicality, usually a lot of the people that we were inspired by, you know, in the Atlanta community in general. And I think it is selfish reasons. We take them and they play during our set, and we have one more person to sort of jam with. And to learn from. And so, you know, and we discover new bands along the way, you know, from other cities too. And it's not just Atlanta, but I think we definitely felt pretty loyal to the city. And it's a pretty fertile ground. I mean, there's always new bands popping up, and the older ones are great too.